Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
It would be.
Okay, thank you so much for your answering. We really appreciate your participation. Is your home a single-family home? A townhome?
Yes.
And a single family home? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own or you rent your home?
Own it.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what year was your home built?
1996.
1996. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. How many years have you been a permanent resident of the state of Florida?
9 years.
9 years. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane? Yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
No.
A Category 3 hurricane?
No.
A Category 4?
No.
A Category 5?
No.
Thank you. Okay, and can you please try to remember, we either need the name or the year of these events. Do you remember the name of the year of the tropical storm?
No, we have a tropical storm just about every year.
What was the last one? Was it this year?
Probably 2023.
2023?
I really don't remember. Uh-huh.
Okay, and what about the Category 1 hurricane?
That would have been in 2020.
2020? And you don't remember the name?
Yeah. I don't, no.
Okay. Thank you. That's fine. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel now to damage from a hurricane, a tornado, or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not at all.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters and board up your home? Yes or no?
Yes.
Would you buy supplies and equipment?
Yes.
And if necessary, would you evacuate?
Yes.
Would you call the insurance company?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. When would you like to begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, or within 24 hours?
I guess like 48 hours. I'm usually stay on top of stuff like that.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. I'm going to go down the list here. Internet sources other than social media? Yes. The radio?
Yes. No.
TV?
Yes.
Newspapers?
No.
Friends and family?
Yes.
And social media?
No.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
What was the scale, 1 to 5?
Yes, 1 to 5.
And 5 is most prepared?
Yes, and 1 least prepared.
Yeah. I'd say 4.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm before? I'm going to go down the list and you tell me yes or no, okay? Cost of insurance?
No.
Loss of income or employment?
No.
Cost of food and other essentials?
Yes.
Cost of childcare?
No.
property taxes.
Yeah, I guess I think so.
Okay. Cost of housing.
Yeah.
Okay. And transportation costs.
Not really.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. Evacuation maybe, but not flood.
Okay. What is the letter designed for the evacuation zone? A, B, C, D, or E?
E, I think.
Okay, thank you. When would you evacuate? Oh, sorry about that. That already asked. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Or would you go to a local shelter, to a house, or to a nearby house of a relative or a friend's house, to another location?
We'd go to a nearby, our friend, family's house.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
And do you know what the dollar amount is deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's $1,000.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could come up with it? Do you think you probably could come up with it? You think you probably could not come up with it, or are you certain you could not come up with it?
I'm certain I could.
Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
No. It has doubled.
Oh, my God. Okay. What about within the last 3 years?
Increase. Every year there's an increase.
Okay, thank you. As a result of these increases, what actions have you taken? Have you changed insurance provider? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Have you increased the amount of deductible? Yes or no?
No.
Have you decreased coverage?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure, this is a tricky question, so I'm going to say it pretty slowly. Okay. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? And here are your options. 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than
60%? 80%.
Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insuring costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county? Would you consider moving to another county within Florida? Or would you consider moving to another state? Or would you not move from your home?
We're actually moving now, so to another state.
Okay, thank you. this is a statement, a fact. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel out their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider doing that if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Yes, I would.
Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse the costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think the federal government should be.
Okay.
Federal and state.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
4.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
A 5.
A 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how confident are you that new developments take into account hurricane wind risks?
Probably a 5.
Okay.
Just from the ones I've seen.
Okay. And how confident are you that new developments take into account flood risks?
I don't know about that. I have no idea. Can I skip that one? Or?
Sure.
I don't know about that.
And how confident... How confident are you that building codes are being strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
No, I don't know either.
You don't know that one either?
No.
That's okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions. We're almost done, okay? Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida?
I don't know what that is. Sea level rise?
Yeah, sea level rise. Water's coming into the land.
Oh. Yeah, probably.
And do you believe that, and do you think that your property or finances will be affected, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Would you consider selling your home? Okay, would you consider... Okay, so the question is, would you consider selling your home? And we have three options here. In the private sector, as part of a government buyout program, or neither?
Private.
Thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Should they increase home income taxes? Should they increase property taxes? Or should they increase both?
None. probably both.
Okay, thank you. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
I'm not concerned at all.
Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important in making that decision? And I'm going to go down the list, and then you can tell me. You can choose more than one. The neighborhood, schools, crime rate, pricing, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, proximity to a job.
Really none.
You can the option of other, and then you have to specify.
Okay, other.
Okay.
And it was location, the location.
Okay. Okay, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 and 3, between 3 and 5, between 5 and 10, between 10 and 20, or plus 20+?
No, we're moving this within the next month.
So less than 1 year, okay?
Yeah.
So these are just for statistical purposes only. Which age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54. Between 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just two.
Two? Any of those two under 12 years old?
No.
And are both above 65?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married, okay. What is the highest grade of schooling completed by an adult member in your household?
2 years of college.
Okay, and are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian. Hawaii, okay. I don't know which one that is.
And what language is mostly often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And please tell me, what is the income range for your household? Is it under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or above 100?
Between, I think you said 30 and 50?
Yes.
It's about 50.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it. Okay. Have yourself a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.